This is a really, really good episode of the podcast. You guys can really get a lot out of this. You have to listen to the entire thing. The ending is really, really, really important. You're not going to get the full effect of the ending unless you listen to the entire thing all the way through.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. Your weekly look inside Iowa State, the sports scene, pop culture, and...
You know what? Forget this. When's the last time these guys ever stayed on topic?
About anything. The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is powered by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse Real Estate is real estate redefined. Learn more about Charterhouse Real Estate on the forums of Cyclone Fanatic or charterhouseiowa.com.
It's a new beginning.
And now, please welcome your hosts, Chris Williams.
Are you not aware that I get farty and bloated with a foamy latte?
My mistake, Shackleton.
Your mistake indeed.
Mark Charter.
Because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. A always B B C closing. Always be closing.
And Adam Gradham.
There is one person in every group of friends that nobody fucking likes.
Hey guys, welcome to Podcast 125 here on Thursday, May 11th. Not a lot going on really here today in podcast land. Mark's been teasing a surprise. I don't know what he's talking about.
Been doing 2 weeks worth of build-up.
I was getting me a...
For all of you tuning in to hear something. Surprise.
I was then getting my pre-podcast smoothie that I get every week at the Juice Company Cafe here in Ankeny from Corey. And Corey's like, so who's the big guest coming up today? Who's the coach? I was like, what? What are you talking about?
Can I let our listeners in on that little Twitter joke, by the way? Because apparently some didn't quite get it. I posted that we had a big get. We finally booked the ISU baseball coach for the podcast today. And for those that haven't been following Big 12 baseball in a while, we don't actually have a team at Iowa State. So we won't be joined by the Iowa State baseball coach because he doesn't exist.
There's a club team.
Not quite the same thing.
I agree.
I think some people might have thought it was that person, whoever that is.
Is the club team like charter playing Division III football? It doesn't really count. Is that very similar?
You weren't even D3. You're NAIA.
NAIA. Yeah, okay.
Get it right.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Don't make me bigger than I need to be, all right?
Isn't NAIA... This is
you can
point.
Give scholarships for NAIA.
Yeah, like... And you can't in D3. Like, what would be a better brand of football? I don't even know. Probably D3, I would guess.
So, D3... Well, what...
I would D3, think the powerhouses what is, of NAIA would be better.
What is Drake?
I honestly...
What is Drake?
Drake is Division I AA non-scholarship.
Okay, because we played Drake my freshman year. We came up and played Drake, and it was freezing cold. And they beat us pretty good.
Did they?
Yeah. So, there was definitely a talent difference. No question about it.
Well, that was back when Rob Ash was the coach, though. That was their glory days.
I don't even remember the score or anything. I just remember him freezing the whole game.
Yeah, they were really good back then.
On that, or not Dave Hansicker, Glenn Waterhouse. Wasn't he on that staff?
He might have been the special teams coach back then. He might have been.
Glenn Waterhouse, yeah.
State Farm.
There you go.
Insurance agency.
Speaking of insurance.
Oh, yeah. That's oh, yeah. I said, what segue is that, dude?
You doing a transition there?
We do have an announcement to make, and it's one that I don't really want to do because it – I'm not mad. I'm just sad about it. And then we have like a kind of a crazy story to tell as well about the Fawcast. Katie's ruining the big announcement here as she's opening and closing exit doors.
Don't worry about it. We're only broadcasting
fire here. Exits.
Can you control your employees, please?
This is regretfully Adam's last Fawcast.
Boo! Do you want to confirm or deny that?
I guess I didn't know if it was my last. I thought maybe I could do one next week, but you guys are cutting me.
Nope, time to move on.
It's 125. We're moving on.
It's a good number. 125 is a good number. Yeah. I don't want to say unfortunately because I am excited about my where I'm going from here, but this will be my last podcast as I am unfortunately.
You just said unfortunately.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, sadly leaving Cyclone Fanatic. Been a part of it for 4.5 years. Had a A lot of fun, and enjoyed watching it grow with Williams, and then obviously Jared and Rob and Bloom and the whole gang that's on Slack. But had an opportunity that I just come pass up with Farm Bureau, and we'll be starting that position here in a couple weeks. So, yeah, I'm excited about that, but also at the same time sad. Sad to be leaving you guys, not Charter. Will not be sad to get away from him at all.
I don't blame you.
And to be honest, that's probably one of the main reasons I'm taking this new job.
Can we just cut to the chase and say that you absolutely did a pro athlete move and you're going for the money? Let's just call it what it is. All right. You love Williams, but you can make more bread. So you're taking off.
You basically are Kevin Durant leaving the Thunder.
Oh, that's a good analogy right there.
No. If I was Kevin Durant leaving the Thunder, I'd be going to there's nothing better than Cyclone Fanatic in the market.
I guess that makes Williams Westbrook.
I wanted to say like another sports website in the state, but there is nobody better. So, this is not the same, and I'm not going to get into that. But, it's tough. It was not an easy decision. It was very tough for me. I look at C-Dub like a brother. So
you're going to make me cry.
Yeah, we'll end it right there. But I've had fun doing this. I've had fun doing the Fallcast, minus when you guys talk inappropriate stuff. That makes me a little bit crazy.
Be a lot more of that in the future.
50% of the time only.
I guarantee you 66% of the people, because we saw the poll, 66% of the people are listening to this right now clap and saying they can really get dirty now. They can really get after
it. So the real question will be, when this breaks, I assume Williams is going to be posting this in a little bit.
Yeah, I'll post it.
When this breaks, what's the reaction going to be?
Oh, just a standing ovation. People be ecstatic.
Gray's more popular than he's given himself credit for, because he's kind of the mediator in the sense, because you're far one way, I'm far another, and Gray's is kind of the middleman who tells him like it is.
He's the straight guy.
Yeah.
On the group.
So the show here is going to miss him. We'll miss him in many aspects of the website that I don't even have time to explain. Maybe we can do another podcast on that, Adam, before
sure.
you leave.
Absolutely.
But it's hard. Like this thing that we have going on here is difficult. It's difficult being independent. It's difficult trying to swim with the big fish when, you know, we don't really have those resources. And you have to have people who are committed, who will go above and beyond, who will do more than what their job description asks. And Adam always did that. And I owe him a lot because of that. And if you know, Mark, it's the same thing with your realty company. I mean, you're a single, independent real estate company here trying to compete against the Iowa Realties and REMAX, and name them. Like, they're everywhere.
Yep.
And if you don't have employees who are committed to the cause and who will go above and beyond, and then you can't survive. So we'll miss that. We'll miss that from Adam. And
I appreciate it, buddy. I appreciate it.
The other breaking news at Charterhouse Real Estate is we are also going to the Patreon model. So we're gonna open that up here. We got a button on our website. Let's totally do it. The good news out of today, by the way, and Adam hasn't mentioned this yet, is we have on this table that we're talking at, we have a fantastic penis cake.
Yeah, it's a going away present for Adam.
We got Gray, just to show him that we cared.
Really feeling the love here, fellas.
Do you want to say what it says? We will take a picture of this cake and post it to Twitter later, so definitely check that out.
Yeah, it's a Hy-Vee cake here. It says Gray, eat A, and then there's a picture. I won't say what the picture is.
It's a penis.
It's
It's a drawn penis.
Yep. It's a large phallic symbol.
It's a great eat A. Yeah.
That looks to be expressing happiness.
We're going
to
take
a photo. And you guys are wondering why I'm leaving. It's with, stuff like this right here.
Dude, we're gonna take a photo of it, and we'll post it on the podcast Twitter page.
It's definitely photo worthy.
Not on the Cyclone Fanatic Twitter page.
So next week will be interesting. Do we want to talk about what's next with the?
Yeah, I think we absolutely should. And the podcast guys almost died.
No, it was dead.
I mean, we pretty much.
it was going to end at 1:24.
It was going to end.
It was dead.
This was supposed to be the last podcast. And, I mean, Mark was really the guy who saved it.
Now that Gray's leaving, I might be dead anyway. We'll find out next week if anybody listens.
No, it's interesting.
People listen.
This is a complex conversation. I'll let you do. Why are we still doing that? First of all, let me tell what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I actually think we can Good 125 episodes, Gray. But
thanks, guys.
Our goal is
thanks.
To grow it from here, I think. I mean, you got to – when that's how I look at anything with a company. When you could be sad people are leaving, but you have to, like, look forward and move on and say, how can we get better from here? And
yeah.
And that's what with this podcast, too. We could have let it die. Mark really stepped up to the plate and made a commitment to Cyclone Fanatic, which we're going to talk more about, but – we're going to move on and we're going to have rotating guest hosts every week. And I think we can get really creative with this and have a lot of fun with it.
Either fun people or we're going to go into your little black book of the local celebrities.
That I've got a lot of those.
Get the Keith Murphys of the world and some of those guys.
I have a feeling we
can
pull that one off.
So the plan, I think, as of now, is every week when you tune in, it's going to be Chris and myself and somebody else that will hopefully be in the mood to have some fun. So... recapping a bit, so the podcast started a couple years ago, obviously 125 episodes, and it started as a we don't know what it was, right? When you guys first got contacted about doing this, you guys didn't even know me.
I'd met you before.
At that point, but you didn't know me at all. Williams didn't know me at all.
I'd never met you.
And we approached this from, we have an idea. Let's try an idea. And it was meant to kind of get the word out about what I did from a real estate perspective, but also a chance to connect with the Cyclone community. Having grown up in Ames and, you know, being 4 miles from campus and back when they used to play concerts in the stadium, you know, I'd open up the window of my house and I could hear the Rolling Stones 4 miles away.
Yeah.
And it was that loud. So, and then graduated from Iowa State. So I'm connected to Iowa State and I've always wanted to be a part of them more and more as I get older. So we had this idea and the reality is it could have flamed out very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. And could have sucked, or I could have been terrible at this, and Jay Burke probably thinks that I still am. But
Jay Burke's going to be the most mad that Adam's leaving because he hates you and me.
And he'll keep listening. Yeah, he'll be back next week.
He despises you and me. I think he likes Adam.
So it started off as
I never laughed at Prince's death like you guys.
I didn't laugh at it. I correctly predicted what the death came from.
We were both right.
When a 50-year-old celebrity dies, generally you look at drugs many times, and I was accurate. So go ahead.
So it started out as something we didn't know what it was going to become, but it became something that I think was probably bigger than what any of us thought it would become. So that was good, all positive. Along the way, relationships get intertwined because I'm friends with Gray, I'm friends with John Liebel, who represents me on advertising things. So when it came time to kind of renegotiate our terms, I tried to stay out of it as much as I could. I wanted Gray and John to handle it, and John has to represent me. That's his job, and mm-hmm. He came at it from that perspective. Gray came at it from a perspective of the website, trying to do that. And when that happens, you butt heads sometimes. It is what it is. It's business. I never felt anybody was doing or saying anything personal.
And to be fair, butting heads, Liebel and I get along great. We were never at each other's throats in a disagreement here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was just
business. I mean, it's like in a real estate negotiation. I want to get the most for one client and, mm-hmm. and beat up the other one, so to speak. You know, that's kind of the goal. So we got to the point where it just became clear to me that from a business perspective, it wasn't making sense anymore. And I said, you know what? Let's scrap it. I've got a lot of other opportunities on things I can do with money for advertising. So let's go that route. So that decision was made. I told you guys that I'm out.
Yeah.
We celebrated.
Gray said, I don't give a shit. And William said, that bums me out. That was basically the summary of how those guys handled it.
I said go ahead. Yeah. I'll speak my piece.
So then three things happened. Okay, so I was out. The podcast was done. And then three things happened, which made me rethink it. And it was ironic. The timing of it was perfect to make me want to come back. And number one was finding out that Gray was leaving, because that made me think that here's a chance to change it.
Yeah.
To take it in a different direction, to
get some actual talent on the show.
Get some actual talent because when you guys talk recruiting, like I tune out.
I'm on
this because I don't know anything about it, right? And I think you guys have all these other forums to do that. And all your other podcasts are basically all sports related, right?
Correct.
This is the one that's fun,
yeah.
Different, unique. So So I don't think we're going to be replacing the recruiting speech with someone else, you know, when
we're
we
not
going
to have
host.
Ed Wilson in to talk.
No, absolutely
National
not.
Signing Day.
So Gray announcing that he was leaving. That was number one. Number two was you guys launch this Patreon thing and said, hey, we need more support for the site. We need, you know, hard times, whatever. And that got my wheels thinking. It's like, is now the right time to kick Williams in the balls when things aren't going maybe the best? And then number three was during the same time, we got another new client that walked through the door, and we always asked him, where did you hear about us? And he said, I listened to the podcast. So it was a reminder at the exact right moment that there are people out there. And I've never told you guys, it doesn't work.
No,
you know, no one's calling me. No one's using me. I hear from people all the time that say they listen to this. So I know that it works.
Yeah.
So that was a reminder that maybe I shouldn't step away from this at this time. Maybe. And if I don't step away, my natural inclination is to double down because I'm a gambler, right? So I said, basically, screw it. Let's double down and
let's keep going.
I didn't know he gambled, no.
No. So basically, that culmination of all three of those things together within a span of like 4 or 5 days got me kind of rethinking, reconnecting with John on maybe some ideas, and then obviously going to you with them and saying, this is kind of what we want to do. So I think the new and improved podcast, the new podcast minus Gray, will be similar, but I also think I think we should put more of the focus back on we're just having fun.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a fun podcast. And I think we've also talked about, because I wanted to kind of remind people of what I do, you know, because we don't talk a lot about real estate, and I don't want to use the podcast to talk a lot about real estate. I think what we might do is I'm going to record maybe some 2 or 3 minute segments once the podcast is over and we're done talking about the fun stuff. That might run, and then you can listen to it if you want to or not. Doesn't matter, but you're not going to miss any of the content of the actual podcast. And you might actually learn something about what I do if you want to listen to those things. So so that's my summary, and I'm excited to kind of take it in a new direction and see what happens.
Thank you for coming back, by the way. I texted you this, and I didn't ever tell Gray this because I don't want to make you like feel bad for leaving, because I mean you should go on and do what's best for your family. So I'm getting all these texts that Mark's leaving, then you tell me you're leaving, and it's kind of a tough time in the digital world anyways, on top of it. And I was sitting there to my wife this, it was a Friday night, I think. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I was like, do you ever just feel like you're starting to sink, like you're swimming, but you're paddling in the middle of the pond, and you feel like you're...
Monthly. I feel like that all the time, man.
So yeah. And that's...
I think that's life, right?
But I'll tell you this, when I was bummed about you, I started to get over it. But when Mark called, when Mark came back, like it really did pick my I quit feeling sorry for myself. I'm like, all right, let's tackle this. Like I'm ready to go, and I'm excited about this, and I'm glad that person walked in and did that.
Yeah,
I think that you're right. It's a fine line. Here's why your marketing works. It's because every week for an hour, 45 minutes or whatever, even if they don't agree with you, they get to know you. Mm-hmm. So when that person walked in, they may be looking you in the eye for the first time, but in their minds, they know.
Yeah.
They know you have a boy who Flash Lane Danielson's daughter. They know your wife Katie.
Yeah.
They know a lot about you, and that's the best kind of marketing that you can have.
And we
need to get back to that.
Here's the biggest takeaway that I would want anybody that listens to this to understand about me when it comes to real estate. And you may not like this about me, that I will say all sorts of things, right? And you guys have said many times, like, okay, I'm incredibly open. I'm willing to tell stories that a lot of people wouldn't say. When you're dealing with me, it's kind of what you see is what you get, etc. When it comes to real estate and working with an agent, you want somebody that's going to be honest with you and tell you
Absolutely.
What you need to hear and not sugarcoat it for you and all of those things. So what you get here is a good thing when it comes to real estate. And it happens to be, and again, we don't talk a lot about this, but you know, I don't want anyone out there to say, I'm going to use Mark because he does Fanatic. I want people to say, I'm going to use him because he's good at what he does. He's among the top around that do, you know, sales and all of that stuff. So that's the message they want to portray. And I'll portray more of that in some of these little segments that I'm talking about
You should let me just ask you questions too, because I
we could do that too. I mean,
I'm super interested in like investing in markets, and I feel like real estate's kind of in that realm as well.
I mean, I've done this and nothing but this full time for the last 12 years at this point. So there's a lot that I know at this point about selling houses and just all the other stuff that goes along with it. But no, I mean, yeah, I'm excited to watch Gray eat some penis cake. And
we need to get up
with the Fawcast.
We need to get Campbell on the Fawcast now that Gray's gone.
Is that what was holding him back?
That hurts more.
I don't
than
want
anything.
This Gray guy.
When Campbell comes on, I want the fourth mic. I'll come in for that one.
No,
what do you mean?
You're gone. You quit.
Oh, jeez.
Bar the door.
I get stuck with Eric Charter. Like, that's my special guest, is Eric Charter talking about track and field.
Oh, man, that was great.
He's going to be upset. Your brother, Mark, is...
He likes you way better than me. And so yeah, you're his favorite.
He doesn't like either one of us because Gray refuses to talk about other women, and he likes that.
Yeah.
I respect my wife.
I respect my wife, too.
I think you can respect your wife and still acknowledge other women exist in the world. I think that's totally fine.
See, this is the problem, Mark. Now you and I are going to be – we're going to start going down roads.
Oh, I know. By the way, Tom, who was it on Twitter the other day? I think Tommy Birch. Was it Tommy that called you a liar about the Playboy Mansion?
Yeah, he said that you'd have to drag me out kicking a stream is what he said.
Yeah, so no one's believing that story.
That's garbage. That's – let's go through our favorite, our podcast 125 greatest hits. That's the worst thing Gray's ever said, that he wouldn't go to the Playboy Mansion.
Still true.
Just a horrendous take.
It was the most blatant lie he's
told.
Yeah,
I mean.
Not a lie.
Hey, here's a good thing, Mark. There won't be any cussing on the podcast anymore. Gray's the one who, like, for being the big prude that he is, he's the one who cusses more than anybody.
He definitely holds the title for biggest potty mouth.
Okay, we've got the time when Gray didn't show up because he was pooping his pants down in Kansas City.
That's
another lie.
I
was golfing with Bloom.
We can talk about the time that
and we recorded the podcast on that bed with your wife.
Yeah, it was a three way on a bed in your Kansas City hotel, and it was great.
It was
we could talk about the time that Gray befriended a fan of the podcast and kept that friend himself, and now capitalizes on it with free tickets to everything. We could talk about
We
can talk about that time. Although Gray would say he did get me into Fog Island, which was true. That was my first and only time down there.
He doesn't like you. I'm trying to save you from that. He doesn't like you.
Well, he's one of those guys. Again, he's a Jay Burke, right?
No.
I hate that guy, and
no,
then he stiffs me on the coffee.
This guy's actually not Jay Burke.
No, he's not. He actually does like you.
He actually, his favorite podcast moments are when you and I go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. Your conversation on porn was one of his favorite.
In fact, he should probably be a guest at some point.
Next time he comes to town, we'll line that up.
We should have
that'd be a really good podcast.
It'd be an interesting podcast. Yeah.
You know who I want to get on? Speaking of guests, by the way, and you've had him on your show, I'm sure of it, and maybe he wouldn't be good for the podcast. He might be too boring. But Ray Cole. Every time I've heard him on the radio, it's fascinating.
I'd get Ray in a second.
It's fascinating. Everything he knows.
Ray's my boy. He'd come on. He's so smart with the media.
I just want to bitch about blackout rules.
He'd be great. In fact, he called me this. Ray Cole is, I don't know a human being who's more connected than him.
Explain to people who might not know who Ray Cole is.
Yeah, Ray is the former president of Citadel Broadcasting, which is a huge job in media. He's like the board of director. He's like the head of the board of directors for like ABC, ESPN Sports. He knows everybody.
He's fantastic when you have him.
Every time I talk to Ray, he doesn't even know he's doing it. Like he'll just be like, "Yeah, I just got off the phone with Jimmy Kimmel," or "Yeah."
He knows.
Oh, by the way, yeah.
He knows.
Big like name dropper.
He texted me a selfie of him and who was it? It was a country artist. Brad Paisley.
See,
he texted me a picture of him and Brad Paisley behind like the set of Kimmel one night. Like he knows my love for like Jake Tapper on ESPN. I just think he's phenomenal. And like Ray knows him personally. Ray set him up with his wife. Like it's just crazy the
CNN?
Amount of people he
you
knows.
You said Jake Tapper on ESPN. CNN.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Like, he's on ESPN?
CNN, yeah. But he knows everybody. So yeah, we should aim to get him on the program.
Yeah, no, I've heard him a couple times on the radio, and I didn't want to turn it off.
I think we should open it up to where Fockers can request guests.
So I did put that out there, and we had a few people. I mean, a lot of the normals. Man, I don't know if I could find it, but we had obviously Keith Murphy came up because I was asking for suggestions. If we had
Ed Wilson would be great.
Ed Wilson was one. that came out.
You know who'd be really fun to stay on the Channel 13 bandwagon is Dan Winters. Yeah. He went to my high school.
Yeah.
Is he younger or older than you?
He's like 5 years older, 4 years older than me.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a senior when I was a freshman in high
school. Corinda's just a talent factory.
We do pretty good for a town of 5,000 people in the sticks.
Really? We had a Chris Hassel. He might be a busy job hunting right now.
I don't know about
Ben Brun, Sage, those guys who want to break down game film, though. So I'm not.
Brunsy wouldn't. I get you and Brunsy going off on politics.
You guys would fight.
I wouldn't even bring Sage on because it would turn into a bad deal.
Somebody said Woody, but that would be a 5-hour podcast.
Bruns and Sage are very similar, aren't they?
No, I'm talking Sage, but Sage is much more opinionated.
I can't tell. On Twitter, I can't tell at all.
Oh dude.
I'm kidding.
Anybody
compared
know?
To, like, Bruns will just, like, Bruns is more like he'll listen to you. Like, Sage will just, he'll eat your children. That type. Like, he, but anyways.
You know what's funny is my brother and Tommy are like best friends now. Remember they were hating each other?
There was a rivalry there for a while.
No, they didn't like each other for a while. And then my brother says on Twitter, I was asking about that. He says, we're tight since I switched to decaf. So my brother says him and Tommy are tight now.
I can't think of a better couple than Tommy and Eric
Charter. That's good stuff. Charter's just been handed a memo by Katie here.
It looks good. Thanks. Yeah.
Are you talking about the penis cake?
No.
Hopefully her language did not get picked up by the microphones right there.
She dropped an F-bomb.
Yeah, that's inappropriate.
She's putting something on social media. She was just running it past me first. And I'm saying what she was actually showing me because later when my wife listens to this, she's going to say, what was she showing you? So there you go. At Levi Pete, that was one.
Oh, he'd be good.
At Sipker.
Levi Pete, I'll be working with him.
George Niang.
He's at Farm Bureau.
So you are saying where you're going now?
I already said it.
Yeah, I think he said it.
Farm Bureau. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't want to say where you were going.
No, I didn't say that. I already said.
Any of you know at Big Old Fudge?
Hey, great.
He's apparently the king of Des Moines.
Can I sell you some advertising?
We'll talk later.
Get me in touch with your people.
With my people. I got to meet my people first. I haven't started yet.
One guy wants us to have Marty's dentist on.
Jesus.
It apparently has all the dirt.
Where is this at? Is this on the Twitter?
Yeah, John Walters, Tom Cruchel.
I can get any of those
Alfredo
guys.
Parrish. That would actually be an interesting guest to have on. He's the high-powered attorney that's representing Souls. And
he used to represent Pierre Pierce.
He's Des Moines' Johnny Cochran. That's who he is.
Didn't he represent Pierre Pierce?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. But those lawyers, you never know what they can talk
here,
about, by
this
the
is the glory of
Ed Wilson was on there.
This is the glory of what we're going to do. We can do anything. We live in a market where the people are very
accessible.
Yeah, and they want to do stuff like this. I think another one we should do is Chris Connolly someday.
Yeah.
That one was one of the most listened to ones we've ever had. It was a super interesting interview.
He can come and talk about Sir Paul McCartney that's coming this way.
I'm going to I got Tim McGraw and Stapleton tickets in the next couple months.
Different shows? Different shows, right?
Yeah.
I would go see Tim and Faith together.
Honestly, I'm not a huge fan, but my wife loves Faith Hill, so
I would see that show.
Yeah, it'll be okay.
I almost for a split second went to Hall & Oates.
Oh God.
They were here. Maneater, you know? They got a lot of good hits, man. A lot of hits. What did I see? I saw Def Leppard there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. They got some good stuff.
And more coming,
too. They're getting another NCAA tournament. Talk to them about the background of how that works and whatnot.
That's big news down there. They'll actually have a hotel built by then, which is helpful, right by the arena. Gray, what do you got for us, man?
I feel like you need to sign off here for the last time.
You can talk about anything you want to talk about, dude.
Has anybody wronged you over the last 5 years that you want to just...
Yeah, let's have an area of grievances. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like what?
I'm going to need a full podcast on that.
What's your favorite podcast memory?
My favorite? Probably.
You know what Gray should do before he leaves while he's thinking about this? Not only should he eat some cock cake, but he should drink some Malort.
Yeah, you should totally have to do a shot of Malort. That thing hasn't even opened yet.
Yeah, it's open.
Shot.
I took a shot.
Oh.
I don't understand why I would have to take a shot.
Because that's going out in style.
You're taking a shot of Malort mixed with Jose Cuervo and Jaeger.
I will absolutely not do any of that.
Yes.
No. I will.
You're the one leaving.
I will eat my penis cake. How about that?
The whole thing?
No. You got me to say the word. Now we're good. All right.
Malort would be great.
Malort. I will not be doing Malort.
No, so way. was one of your favorites the shots challenge?
Because you had to
drink cat food juice.
Yeah, that was rough. No, I think that was probably one of my favorites. I enjoyed some of the story times as well. I enjoyed Williams telling the story of him pooping excessively
for a whole year.
The problem is I still haven't recovered from that.
I am disappointed.
You never will. Your body.
The problem is like a normal poop for me is, for lack of a better term, explosive. Like, I was explaining this to Ross yesterday.
Every day?
On the radio?
Every day?
Off the air. Oh, yeah. Like, it's just normal now.
Do you lift off the seat?
No. It's not that bad, but...
I can picture him sitting down every day. It's
you know why? One of the more memorable podcasts for me was the Bryce Dijon Jones breaking news podcast.
Did that happen when we were...
We were still at the office up on North Ankeny Boulevard when I hadn't even started on KXNO yet.
Oh, wow.
So it was one of our first ones.
We've had a few good breaking news moments. Prince had just happened when we got on the air.
We nailed that.
that was one of our...
You should be proud of that one.
That was one of my better moments, really.
One of my biggest regrets now that Gray is...
My entire career.
Gray is moving on, never to be seen from again.
We never did the
Fawcast Challenge. We never got out there and...
Let's do it right now.
Shot the threes.
Let's do it right now.
It's a nice day out.
Yeah, let's do it.
We should find a rock.
Let's get it done.
And go do it.
I feel very confident I would dominate in that.
What'd you say? You'd shoot 80% from three?
No, I didn't say that. All I know is whatever you guys shot, I'd shoot at least one better. That's all I need to do. Just one better.
But luckily, you have a chance to prove yourself because in our Vegas group, apparently one of our guys is trying to set up a Manly Olympics for us this summer.
Which I'm all about, as long as we don't have to do any of the kicking challenges. Because kicking, I don't think there takes
like,
it.
Like do your legs not work or something?
Nah, I mean, kicking's not – no one's impressed by – oh, man, you really kicked that field goal. And
no one cares. Kickers. Yeah. Like, why do you always – come back to your distaste for kickers. It's embarrassing.
There is nothing.
Yeah, and who do you bitch at when they miss a game-winning field?
Have they cost you a lot of money gambling? Is that the problem?
No, I complain to the offense coordinator and the offense for not scoring more points. You'll never hear me complain about a kicker.
Stop.
Hey, when we lost to Toledo, Paul Rhodes should have just kept going.
What about Blair Walsh? You never ripped on Blair Walsh?
That was a 27-yarder.
Yeah. I will
say
this.
I still blame Adrian Peterson for that.
He fumbled.
Yeah. I will say this about college kickers, especially Iowa State. Nothing bothers me more than it's fourth down, and let's call it less than three.
Should always go for it in college.
Fourth and one, fourth and two, and your other option is a field goal longer than 40 yards. Stupid to kick a field goal there.
I agree.
The percentages are not high, and just go for it. I hate that. I hate that almost as bad as when they punt. When they're on the opponent's 40, and then they punt and maybe gain 20 yards. That's stupid, too. Go for it. That wasn't much for an airing of grievances. You don't have anything?
Yeah, come on.
I don't know. First off, I'm not going to air any grievances right now.
Why?
Well, that's enough. I don't.
You want to go out on top?
Yeah.
Man, there are
some people that I've worked with for the last 4.5 years that I could air some grievances.
The day I quit on all my friends, partners, and brothers, I'm going to go out. Guns a-blazing.
And I hate you.
You know what?
You said this.
That is your – you have that right. I will choose not to.
I'm never quitting this. This is my life.
No, I mean, it was –
I'll have to die.
By the way, I'm definitely going to do a poll later, a Fawcast poll.
That's fine.
With two choices. How do you feel about Gray bailing on us? Good or
– Screw him.
Screw him. Basically, yeah.
So either way.
I'll let the episode hit first, but then I'll definitely do that.
Wait a couple hours?
Yeah, we're going to see what happens.
Oh, I think you're going to get a lot of goods. No, the show's going to be great. Fanatic's going to keep on rolling and keep getting better because it's led by C-Dub here. And
no pressure.
There's no one around that I've met that works harder than this guy. I really believe that. So
thank you.
It was very difficult for me to leave. I'll miss most aspects of it, a lot of aspects, but just the guys. I mean, like I said, the Slack guys that we talk to every day. And
I'm going to unveil a little bit of behind the scenes. The rivalry between Adam Gray and Jared Stansberry is one I'll miss.
Oh, just like who's better in basketball and who's better looking.
It started off with that.
Shit, come on.
All that stuff.
It started off with who's better
looking. Look at this right
here. Then it got into like Jared's a sensitive kid.
Yeah.
And
I'm a troll.
Adam's just a big troll.
Yeah.
And Adam will put things in our Slack deal.
Yeah.
That like he'll place it there just to piss Jared off.
Mm-hmm.
And just
to
get
to believe, isn't it?
Just to get a reaction out of him.
Jared can't help himself.
I mean, there's been a time where like Jared left the group. I mean, it's his work. He just quit. Like,
and it like wasn't, bad when I was saying it. I wasn't even that bad.
I will miss watching that.
So, am I out of the Slack group then? Are you guys completely?
Yeah, I'm sorry, you're gone.
You're cutting me off.
Yeah, because
you know the thing about thick skin though.
Can I at least be in the random?
Yeah, you can still be in the random.
There we go.
Thick skin comes with age. That's what makes it thick. It's been around a while. You've got cuts. You're used to it. You can rebound. A youngin' like Jared, what is he, 22?
He's still 22.
He's got some growing to do.
Dude, I mean,
you can still get tears out of that guy if you try hard enough. You know, you've got to beat him up.
When I was his age, I was the same way.
You know, it's just.
Now I have 10 people every day telling me how terrible I am at my job. So it's kind of just.
And eventually, you get to the point where enough people say you're terrible at your job, you don't care anymore.
So. Your Saturday podcast, I listened to it, and I thought it like I got on the website, I saw everyone was killing you for a while, and I'm like, man, this must be really bad. And I listened to it; it wasn't bad at all.
No, I said I think that they're like I'm hoping they're an NIT team next
year. Yeah, I mean, it's funny
when you look at that roster. What screams NCAA tournament?
Nothing right now. But my point is, once again, you are in the tough position where if you are talking up about the team, you're a complete homer,
yep.
And if you are talking somewhat down. Then you're just being a negative person who's
correct.
Just – there's no winning.
Correct.
There really isn't.
No, so you're right.
And at that point, you have to just realize it is what it is and have thick skin, and Jared will get there. He's still young.
Yeah, but I'll miss watching you. I mean, like –
I'll tag you on some text.
Mark, in this Slack deal, like, Gray's playing chess to his checkers.
Yeah.
And Jared just like – I think Jared's learned, too. He knows what you're doing, but he can't hold back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then you used to do it with Rob Gray on politics during the election.
Rob's smartened up.
Because Rob's a big liberal and Gray's a huge Trump guy. We all know that.
You're such, no, I'm not. Stop it. Stop.
But like during the election, like that whole run-up, like Gray would just – I mean, he'd just go in there, like whatever the hot topic was. And like if it's the Trump, like grab him by the P thing. Like Gray would go into Slack and just be like, man, I mean – I don't understand what's wrong about a couple of guys just having a conversation in a bus. It doesn't mean he can't be – and then Rob would just, you know, the teeth would come out and then
– I'd be texting him and Bloom on the side and be like, hey, jump in here and help me troll Rob right now.
I'm amazed that I can have conversations with Rob Gray. I mean, I can. They can be very civil, but he's one of the more liberal people I've ever met.
Can I give a quick political take?
Sure.
This is not polarizing at all.
Sure.
In fact, I
– I doubt it isn't.
No, it's really not. So – Mark, you and I discuss politics with you more than anybody in my life, actually.
Sorry.
No, it's good for me because you think of the world differently and it balances out.
Oh, yeah.
So my big fear, remember when I told you the biggest fear I had with Trump was not what he would do? I mean, whatever, because there's checks and balances for that.
Sure.
My biggest fear was that the left would go extreme.
Yeah.
Because that's usually what the one side does. Extremes create other extremes, correct? And I'm watching all this stuff happen the last couple of nights, and an epiphany happened. I think that we're all going to crave moderates here in the very near future.
Near future? I've been craving it for a year
now. I know. I mean, John Kasich's my guy. I've gone on the record and said that for years. I think that because of the extreme polarization with both sides right now, I think I said like 6 months ago that moderates were dead. I actually think that they're going to make a huge comeback in this country. Boom. There's my belief in people.
I don't disagree.
Belief
with
in
that.
People.
I think there's idiocy on both sides.
Absolutely.
Right now. Huge. Like I don't
massive.
And you can point out a flaw on my side of the aisle. Feel free to. But like one that isn't. Again, it's not even necessarily political either. But. You've got the party of free speech, which is going to be the left and the Democrats, so to speak, and that's fine. Free speech is a great thing. You got parties like that yet when somebody gets invited to campus they don't like, they protest to shut it down. Okay, you can't like free speech some of the time, and you can't, you know, I don't support it if I don't like the message, but I will support it if I do. That's what's going on in our country, and there's some important things like the First Amendment.
Don't you think that rational people are going to step up now?
I hope so.
I do.
I hope so. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know either. I
it's just a weird time right now. Well, like Comey getting fired.
Bloom and I were.
It's weird.
Bloom and I were discussing over bourbon on Friday night because he asked me. He's like, "Hey, because Bloom has known me longer than you guys. He knew me as the Southwest Iowa boy. He's known me here in the city. Like, and he goes, "Do you think you've gotten more left over the last like 5 years?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Yes." I go, "I don't think it has to do with anything like that I'm in the media or I live in a city. Trump made me more left because I wanted to go anti what that guy was saying."
I disagree with you. You were plenty left before Trump came in the picture.
No, I know, but but my fear when he got elected was that I would just go left more. Mm-hmm. Like because I'm not a Bernie Sanders guy, and my fear was that Trump would make me go, "Well, Bernie's not that bad," and then jump to that way, right?
Yeah.
And it's actually become the opposite, where I just crave people in the middle.
So John Kasich.
John Kasich's my guy.
Good dude.
I mean, to me, he
isn't the media though partially to blame in that there's so much media now. There's all this social interaction and all this noise, right? That the only people that get heard and get on that news cycle are the ones that say outlandish, crazy shit.
Yeah. Kasich was on.
Hence why Trump got it, or whoever it is. If you're just saying normal stuff, you're not screaming loudly enough, and no one's going to pay attention.
ESPN's a good example too. It's not just political; it's anywhere.
I think that
most of the people they kept scream.
Yeah, absolutely. Stephen A. Smith's like their highest paid employee right now,
and he's terrible.
Kasich said this on, it was on one of the talk shows last week. I thought it was pretty funny. He's like, he was talking about those presidential debates. He's like, I was standing over there in the corner. He's like, "I'm like the Ugandan swimmer in the Olympics. Nobody even noticed I was there. I'm waving my hands and I'm competing, but nobody even, because I wasn't the one out there shouting at people and using divisive language and all that stuff."
I do think they'll change that next election cycle, and I hope that they do, where they just simply don't start it with so many people.
Yeah, like have five people out there and
Get one answer in an hour. It's just not enough, and it's pointless. But yeah, I don't even know why. It's Gray's last episode. We're talking about politics.
I don't think we're being
the heck. A political forecast.
What the heck?
You should get your boy Rubio up here and do a fall cast with you. I mean, he needs
last
another
time
he
Rubio
needs, he needs another bump.
Last time Rubio was on with me, he got into hot water.
I think
the Florida State Forward comments. Yeah.
I felt so terrible about that because I text Whitford, because Whitford's the one who lined it up, and I'm like, "Jack, I was not trying to get Marco in trouble with that." And M. Jack was like, "No, it's actually a good thing because it brings him, it makes him look like a normal person."
And, sure. Yeah. And people talk about it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So. But yeah, that was the craziest deal ever, though, when all of a sudden Fox News was playing me and Ross.
Yeah.
You could hear our questions and everything, and they play. It was like courtesy of cakes on our radio.
I wouldn't want somebody like a Rubio on this. Like, my only criteria, and Gray has been the exception for 125 episodes, but I want people that are going to come on here and like just say it, you know?
I say it.
Be real. Say it.
Don't spray it.
Don't hide behind, like, "Oh, I can't say that. I'm going to get in trouble." You know, and a politician would certainly do that. At least I would expect them to.
What do you think that I have not said that I would say elsewhere?
By the way, I want to give a shout-out to Smoothie King. Go have a smoothie. I say that because my neighbor Jack might have some ownership in that.
Yeah, I heard
and
about
it. He just put in a swimming pool, and I want the invite to his house. So go get a smoothie today at Smoothie King. Boom.
Is it open now?
It's been open.
Yeah. You just crapped all over Corey at the Juice Company Cafe.
Go to the Juice Company Cafe and see our friend Corey.
Corey gave us free.
Well, here's the thing. Smoothie King is not in Ankeny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There is not one in Ankeny. So when you're in Ankeny and you're craving that smoothie, go see Corey.
West Des Moines?
When you're in West Des Moines, go somewhere.
Corey doesn't pay us a dime to say this. I go to that Juice Company Cafe probably 3 or 4 times a week.
It's a great place.
It is good.
It's good, but it, like, the ingredients are so fresh and everything. It's like, maybe I need to hit up Whitford for some real advertising.
Probably should. Uh-huh. To be honest, I've never been to Smoothie King. I don't know anything about it.
I haven't either.
Corey's a diehard listener, though. He's going to be devastated when he hears that you're leaving.
I'll stop. I'll still stop by on an ankeny, Corey. Don't worry. I'm not dying, people. I'm not leaving the state.
You live in Van Meter. You're not going to be up here in Ankeny.
You're halfway to Omaha.
I'm sure not going to Bondurant. I went to Bondurant for the. It was the first time I've been to your house in a long time. There's like 300 houses that just popped up in like 6 months. It's unbelievable.
It's growing a lot.
It's insane, that town.
It's growing a lot.
I could not believe it.
What was your question? You had a question.
You said that. The problem with having Ruby on is he wouldn't answer the questions. What have I not talked about on the Fallcast for 125 episodes?
Penises.
Wait, no, I said penis right there. I mean, what?
Penis.
You think I'm lying about the Playboy Mansion. I'm standing here today and telling you I'm not lying about it. So what? I want you to give me some examples.
All right, fine. I'll give you a question right now that you
want to
answer.
I've been at a strip club with you.
All right, you ready?
Go to the
he just challenged me, so now I'm going to give him a question that he won't answer just to prove that he won't play along.
Why did I do this?
Yeah, exactly. All right, ready? We're going to play Shag, Marry, Kill.
Oh.
And we're gonna use three. We're gonna use three girls that work here at Charter House.
Yeah,
we're gonna use Sarah, Amy, and Katie. Shag, marry, kill. Put your money where your mouth is, and let's answer the question.
I will not answer.
Oh, I rest my case.
Yeah, no.
Actually, that's one of the...
Gray goes down in flames on his last episode.
That's one of the more memorable podcasts. Just the backlash, like, not bad, but just people are like, oh, my God, I can't believe you guys did that.
Yeah.
That was when Williams wouldn't do it either.
Well, no.
No, he did it, but he wouldn't do it for the locals.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it for local people who I work around all the time. I don't think you can really blame me for that.
I participated in that one.
We all know he would have picked McDermott to shag, and I can say that now because she just doesn't work here anymore. She's down in Kansas City.
I still don't know if you can actually say that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So you're passing on the question. After all that build up, you're still going to pass on the question.
Yeah, I don't really like that question.
I rest my case. There you go. See, that's the difference between you and I. I would answer those types of questions. I don't care.
Which one would you kill?
I don't care.
I don't care about marrying her. Which one would you kill?
I would kill Sarah. She texts and calls me more than anybody else, and I don't like the phone. So I would kill Sarah for sure.
You answer the phone 3% of the time people call you. Would you agree with that?
I answer the phone 3% of the time on numbers I don't know. Absolutely.
When I call you.
If it's a friend, 50% of the time.
Bull.
Well, you don't call me that much. You text.
No, but if I do call you, I think you've answered once 50, ever.
50% of the time.
Did you turn my headset down or
no.
off?
No. I just turned you down because it was getting loud.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have a filter. You guys have figured this out by now.
Good stuff. All right. Gray, any parting words? Because I'm about to wrap this up.
Thanks to all the Fockers for listening. It's been a fun 125 episodes. And maybe one of these days when you guys are bringing back a special guest, maybe I could be that special guest.
No, only celebrities.
You know what? For 3 years, you tried to tried to call me a celebrity.
Yeah. How many have you ever? Because this happened to me a lot. I mean, have you ever been out to dinner or anywhere where someone has come up to you and said, "I listen to the podcast. I like you on the podcast," or saw your name and said, "Has that happened to you?"
All the time. I just don't go.
Because it happens to me.
I don't go
so
texting
I assume it happened
you guys
to you.
Every time it happens. Like, I know when it happens to you, it gets you kind of a little bit
Well, I don't live
excited.
In that world. It's not my world, you know? So when it happens, I'm like, oh, crap. People
I was thinking,
listen.
What I really, because that stuff doesn't do anything for me, to be completely honest. What I always enjoyed, though, is when I would go to Chicago last year for the Sweet 16, and fans were coming from out of town.
Yeah.
And they would come up to me and be like, hey, even though I'm in Milwaukee, I listen to you guys. Like, that to me was cool.
That's what I'm going to miss the most about you, Adam, is the trips. I know, for what it's worth, we don't make money on those trips.
Mm-hmm.
Adam was so passionate about getting fans to games.
It was enjoyable.
What I tell you after the Liberty Bowl, this is what separates you and me. I said, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
Because I can't handle it. Like, I'm not a travel agent.
You
like,
stress more than I do.
Yes. I mean, I stress about tiny little minute things.
Yeah.
You are so good with random strangers. You're like my dad in that sense. Like, there are few people in the world who I can just throw you in with 30 people you don't know, and you treat them all like they're your brother. And you can do that.
I appreciate that.
Obviously, you did a lot of other things. But that's my biggest fear with you leaving, is that aspect of our company is probably going to go away because it doesn't make a lot of business sense to keep it.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to go to our bosses and be like, hey, we need to do all these charters when, you know.
Sure.
But, like, you know, I'm hopeful. Maybe you'll –
Maybe we'll throw together a Kansas State one.
Yeah,
it's
maybe
Saturday.
Maybe you can do that on the side.
I don't know about that. We'll see. We'll see. But that was fun. I appreciate it. If I can be like Mike Williams, I'll take it. Minus all the hugs. I don't hug quite as much as he does.
He's a hugger.
I love that about him.
He's a friendly guy. He is. If life was a Seinfeld episode, he would be the close talker.
He is a close talker.
I don't think this is my last podcast, just my last fall cast, correct?
Yeah, no, you...
I'll do some stuff with Jared next
week. I'm going to milk the hell out of you as long as I have you. by the way, I guess I could make an announcement. Tommy Burch and Jared will be doing a podcast.
I hear they're going to be doing the On the Trail once I'm done.
Oh, are they?
That's what Jared told me. Is that not right?
Well,
they might call it something different.
Yeah, I don't think that we've come up with that. On the Trail is still going to be there. I kind of figured it would be me and Jared doing that.
Okay.
But I don't really care. If I don't have to talk about recruiting, I don't want to.
People like the recruiting.
I know.
I told you that for a couple of years before.
I know they do, Adam, and I'm not doubting that. Yeah. I'm saying I don't really like recruiting. So it makes more sense to have somebody on it who's
passionate about it and follows it. And
yeah. So I mean, I'll do basketball because I'm kind of the guy on that. But, like, the football stuff, that's what Jared's job is.
Yeah.
So he should be our
You got Jeff Woody we can always bring in for – the football stuff.
I think Woody's coming in for the CFTV Live again in the fall. I had a good meeting with AgriGold yesterday on how we're going to do all that. We're going to keep on trucking. I think I have our Williams and Bloom Summer Series podcast sold. I had a great interview yesterday with Steve Loney.
I can't wait for that.
It's the
best offensive coordinator in Iowa State history.
Like, most proven while he was at Iowa State?
It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're a Tom Herman guy, but
yeah,
Tom
but
Herman's
I think
results were...
I still think Loney's career has been, I mean...
Well, I mean, he was never the head coach of Texas, but yes, I mean, he's been in the NFL now for 20 years.
It's tragic that guy's never been the head coach at Iowa State.
Tragic's a big word, but it's...
No, just like, I feel bad for that guy.
No,
He wanted that job more than – and every time he left, he was trying to find a different way to get back.
Tragic in the sense that Chizik was and he wasn't.
That would be tragic.
That's – yeah, exactly. That's a really good way to put it, Mark.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But you guys will enjoy that. We got a lot of good stuff coming up. We're going to keep on trucking.
Check out Twitter to see a picture of Gray's cake.
Did you put it up already?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I have not. Because I didn't want to. I want this episode to get out there before I post it. Let's put it that way. I think that'd be best.
I'm gonna hang up right now and post it.
All right.
I'm gonna miss you, man.
Love you guys.
We'll see you in Vegas in October.
I don't think I'm going.
Jesus.
I don't think I'm going.
All right, Williams. Well, you're invited.
Now you're not going to Vegas
for different reasons, not because of that. Because my wife finally got to meet these hooligans over dinner, and she's like, "You're not going with those guys to Vegas anymore."
That's a perfect way to end this.